On this day, 3rd August, 1921, judge on Lisburn riots, Mr. Justice Samuels delivered judgment yesterday on the question of the area of charge for the damage arising out of the sacking and burning of Catholic property in Lisburn. The town was the scene of serious rioting on the 24th and 25th July 1920. The riot was unquestionably connected with the murder of Brigadier General Smith, Divisional Commissioner in Munster at Cork on the 17th of July 1920, and his funeral at Banbridge, his native place, on the 24th of July when the riots began. On Sunday, the 22nd of August, District Inspector Swansea, RIC, who had been transferred from Cork, was assassinated when leaving church after morning service. Very shortly after the assassination, bands of men, infuriated by indignation, set fire to several shops and houses in the town and arson, looting and wild destruction of property and goods, went on day and night, continuously for 3 days. A total number of 278 houses or other premises were burned, and immense destruction was caused to furniture, goods and merchandise. The losses inflicted on the sufferers had been appalling. In assessing the area to be levied for compensation, the judge said he thought it almost certain that the rioters in Lisburn were assisted by people of the country districts. He had no doubt that the originators were residents in Lisburn, and that when the flames and smoke ascended from the burning buildings, people crowded into the town and, intent on wreaking vengeance on those whom they regarded as political and sectarian antagonists, joined the mob of incendiaries. IRA twist in Tyrone Barrack tragedy. A distressing tragedy in which Special Constable Michael Waters, 20, a native of County Leitrim, lost his life in Dromore Police Barracks, County Tyrone, on Saturday, formed the subject of an inquest at Dromore. Sergeant Walsh, Dromore, said that on the night in question, he found Constable Waters' dead body lying on the floor. A service rifle was lying across the body, and there was a large pool of blood. Witness sent for Dr. Hamilton and Father McDermott. Witness knew the deceased's handwriting and identified a letter, which was addressed to Sergeant Walsh as follows: "I plainly see there is no fair play in this country now. Force will rule the day." On the back of the letter was written, "I am a soldier of the IRA and I die the same." Sergeant Walsh said, "The deceased was a very sober young man. The jury found that the deceased died from a bullet wound, self-inflicted." Eamon Phoenix editor's note, the so-called Lisburn pogrom of 1920, following the IRA assassination of District Inspector Swansea, eliminated every Catholic business, costing £220,000 in compensation.